This is Mighty Radio. This is me, Cassie James. Now, this morning, I've got Juliette Galatly on the phone with me. She is the founder and director of Viva Vegan. And there's a campaign going about to ask people of the Northwest to go vegan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not so bad, not so bad at all. Now, I know research has shown that 18% of Brits have eaten more vegetarian and vegan food since the start of COVID-19 pandemic in March 2020. That is very interesting because I bet it's a lot of those people are saying, oh, I'll never eat vegan. But when they try it, you know, I love vegan food because there's so much variety and different things you can do and eat. It's just absolutely lovely. So I don't know why people are so hesitant. You know, why are they hesitant, and why would you tell somebody to go vegan?
It's just the way you've been brought up, isn't it? Food's such an important part of our daily lives. We do it three times a day, and if you're brought up a certain way, you get stuck in habits. I remember there's some research done looking at the number of main meals people could actually eat without a recipe book, and it was very small. Actually, it was only like between 3 and 7 meals that most adults knew. So you get stuck in habits. And by going vegan, people might initially think, well, that means I'm having to give up something. So what we're trying to encourage people is to think of it the other way around, of actually embracing new things. And it's all about celebrating life. That's the way I feel it. I did a 3-year nutritional therapy course and treated people one-to-one, you know, and saw bringing back people, their energy levels and feeling better about themselves. Food is so, so important. And a healthy vegan diet is very powerful. I mean, this campaign is specifically, it's about animals, you know, it's about baby animals. So with veganism, it's got three huge issues feeding into it. It's got protecting your own health and your family's health. It's got protecting the animals themselves, obviously, but also it's about saving the environment. So those are the three main reasons we talk about at Viva for people to change themselves and give it a go.
Do you know, I've looked at you, I'm glad you've mentioned health, because I have looked, I've done a lot of research in food and how it can best help my body, you know, to perform better, to stay as healthy as possible. And obviously going through a pandemic, you want to try and keep as healthy as possible, you know, just in case you should, you know, be unfortunate enough to catch that virus. And but it's, there's lots of other reasons why, you know, there's things like heart disease, kidney disease, there's cancer. So in respect of health, how do you think a vegan diet can help things like that?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because we ran a campaign through the pandemic called Slash the Risk. And what we meant was, by being vegan, it doesn't obviously mean that you're not going to get COVID. There's no magic bullet, I'm afraid, that way. But what it meant was, the research has shown very powerfully that vegans tend to get much less severe COVID. And that's precisely because of those chronic diseases you've just mentioned, vegans get much less of. So vegans get less high blood pressure, much less heart disease, less of certain cancers, certainly less diabetes, especially type 2, tend to be less obese. And of course, all of those diseases are tied in with more severe cases of this pandemic. Because a lot of it is to do with, you know, the state of your immune system and how well it can cope with being attacked by invaders, putting it that way. So if you eat a healthy vegan diet, you're loading it with things like fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, pulses. They're all the things that are loaded with vegetable proteins, what are called antioxidants, that actually actively protect you. So you get more of the good stuff, but you get a lot less of the bad stuff. So there's zero cholesterol. It's very low saturated fats. There's no animal protein, which is linked to several diseases. So you kind of get the point. But what we say is, with people, dip your toe in. You know, you don't have to launch in straight away. You know, there's nobody on your shoulder telling you you must or mustn't do anything. Just take things at your own pace. So we did a 1-week vegan, which is called V7, so 7 days. And that's been really, really popular with people. It's just literally a dip your toe into veganism. It's just one shop, you know, for the week, and try it out. See how you enjoy it.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained, is what I say. And we'll be right back and talk some more right after this. This is Mighty Radio. This is me, Cassie James. I'm talking to Juliette Galatly, founder and director of Viva Vegan. We're having a great conversation about why you should turn vegan. I love vegan food, so, you know, it won't take any persuasion for me. But Juliette, tell me about this Save a Baby campaign.
So we've launched billboards across the northwest of England, reaching about 10.5 million people. So they're in over 40 sites. And the point of the campaign is to highlight the fact that the vast majority of animals that we eat in the UK are, of course, babies. So on this particular ad is a lamb. And of course, you get people fawning over the lamb, saying how cute they are, jumping around, springtime. But of course, people don't like thinking about the other side of things. And of course, the famous Paul McCartney quote in why he went vegetarian was, if slaughterhouses had glass walls, was after he'd seen, you know, lambs with their mothers, you know, in fields, gambling around. So it's to try and get people just to think about things a little differently, because we just, we get set in our ways. We think about animals in a certain way, or farmed animals are there for this to happen to them. But why do we think that? It's only because somebody has told us, and this massive marketing campaign behind it telling us to think that way. But in fact, we don't have to eat baby animals. We you know, it is absolutely not necessary. We can thrive on a vegan diet and really enjoy it. And all the national restaurant chains now have very good, decent choices. All the supermarkets have an absolute plethora of choice. And Viva does a 7-day vegan, which is viva.org.uk/V7. And it gives you the meal plans. It's very, very simple. Very easy to do, just to dip your toe in the water and, you know, give it a try.
Well, as I said, there's nothing ventured, nothing gained. And I think if people want to try it, they should, you know, maybe just change a couple of meals in the week to vegan, try that, try them, and then just introduce it slowly. There's, you know, there's no harm in trying it. Do you think that, you know, when you know, like kids, I've got a grandson, he's 13, and he's absolutely addicted to high energy drinks and sugar. Mm. And I always think that it's something in the brain, you know, a bit like the brain saying, I've got to have sugar. It's like a drug that your brain is telling you that you've got to have this sugar. But if you actually cut it out and you can be really strict with yourself, your body, I have found, no longer craves that sugar. And I'm pretty sure it's something to do with the brain craving for things. So do you think it could be the same principle that for somebody that's a big meat eater, it's something to do with your brain, you're craving that, but it's not necessarily what your body actually wants?
It's absolutely true. It's a funny thing how we do crave things that actually harm us. With meat, yes, there has been some research on that, and certainly on dairy as well, where there are, it's related actually to breast milk with dairy products, because of course we respond to breast milk as something that's pleasurable, because obviously our whole survival is based on that. And so it gives that kind of little high, if you like, of satisfaction. They're very high fat products and sometimes very high salt products. And we do literally crave them. And you write about the sugar as well. And it's a funny thing, isn't it? When you come away from, for example, eating a junk food diet and you can wean yourself off it, it actually starts to become actively revolting eating that way, because then you get into a whole healthy way of eating and you really want to feel better about yourself. And as I was saying before, I'm a trained nutritional therapist, so I've had to treat people who've been very much addicted to a junk food diet, and weaning them off and that process can be a bit difficult for them. But once they've got there, because the rewards are so high that they start to feel better and their energy levels start to creep back, fortunately it's something that the most people will stick with, and you know, and they start to lose weight, and they, you know, they can even reverse diseases like diabetes type 2 and high blood pressure, for example, with a good vegan diet. But I mean, going back to the animals with the billboard campaign, what we find, and I'm sure you find, if you're just talking to people, nobody wants to be cruel to animals. And in Britain, we actually hate the thought of killing them. We don't want to see inside a slaughterhouse. It's all hidden away. And really, the campaign is very non-gory. You know, the pictures on the billboards are very beautiful. And I'd say if people want to just go to saveababy.com, you're not going to see blood and gore. You're going to see the beautiful baby animals. But it's about saying, just remember that the vast majority of animals in the UK, sadly, are still factory farmed. We kill about 1 billion babies because most of those are made up of chicks. And they're being bred to grow so fast that they're killed still as babies at just 6 weeks old, where they're poor little skeletons are collapsing on themselves because they're still babies and they can't hold their own weight because they're being bred to have so much meat on them very, very quickly. It's a very, very sad thing to see.
And it's, well, do you know what? We've run out of time, Juliet.
Oh, here we go.
I could talk to you all day, but thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much. I have a wonderful afternoon. Bye-bye now.
Bye.